Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit a million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this third day of January 2024. And it reminds me, folks, we've already received a lot of checks with 2023 from January with 2023, and that's a little bit too old. We can't cash them. We have to send them back to you. But anyhow, this is the voice of the Christian resistance. I'm Pastor Sanders. Our producer tonight is none other than Style himself.
Hey, good evening, Pastor.
And way out yonder, we have the legend, Pastor Joe. Pastor Joe.
Oops. Look, if I push the right button, I'm here.
All right, very good. Now, I wanted to start right off tonight by saying shout out to Toby out there in Youngstown. Thanks for the help, Toby. Thanks for your help. I talked to Pastor Hal today, and he was telling me all about what you're doing, so I appreciate it very, very much. And by the way, we have a guy who sets in with us now and then who's an excellent man in real estate, and if anyone can find you a place up here, Toby wants to move up here in our area a lot of people want to move up out of the cities to be close up out here in our county, and that's good too. But anyhow, we'll put you in touch with Matt. If anyone can find you a place, he can. And so, Joe, let's pick it up where we left off, and kind of bear with me, folks. I'm still battling this pneumonia, but I'm not going to quit until I win. Right, Joe?
Well, there really is no option, right?
Right.
Losing pneumonia is not an option.
No, it is not.
We are going to keep praying for you and hope you don't work too hard.
All right. Let's get right back into this. We didn't get too far yesterday, but there's a lot here. So in Psalm 1, we were still in verse 1. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Of course, we talked about the heathen means the nations. Right. And they're raging today. It started all the way back, Joe. Remember with Nimrod, when Nimrod challenged God. And so here he had a council meeting with his angels to challenge God, or not his angels, his minions, I guess.
Advisors.
Yeah, and it goes right up today to the Pope. The Pope basically is now challenging God.
Yep.
He made the statement that humanly speaking, Christ failed at Calvary. He made the statement now. He's going, which we told you he would be, he's going sodomite. He's embracing sodomy, and it will be, in my opinion, very soon, he will come out and he'll embrace abortion. And that's in my opinion.
If that happens, the Catholic Church is going to come apart. I mean, just like an explosion.
Okay, remember when Obama came out and Obama said, as far as he was concerned, marriage was between a man and a woman, and I told you right then, no, that this has changed. Right after the election, that'll change. The day of the election, that changed. All of a sudden, now he was pro-sodomite. And remember at Saddleback with Rick Warren, and I told you, Rick Warren made the same statement. I said, right after the election, you watch. So Rick Warren, he went pro-sodomite too. As far as...
Over the years, so many times we've heard, here's the platform, and the minute they get themselves elected in power, you find that they start to switch everything, and it's all about the money.
Yeah.
Who gave them the most money in the campaign, and this whole country, we talked about that, it's been corrupted by what? The love of money.
Well, that's what we've been... That's what got Mike DeWine in so much trouble. He got that money from those hospitals that want to mutilate the children.
What was the title? 3 Horrible Years of Communist Revolution, right?
Yep. And one more to go.
Folks, where we're headed, yep.
Yep. And so now, here, when we're taking a look at the heathen, burn, loot, and murder, BLM, burn, loot, and murder, Antifa. Remember the last years of burning, looting, rioting, killing? I remember watching the Antifa chasing old people down in the street and throwing bricks at their heads, killing them.
Yeah.
And, of course,
the news would downplay it all. I'll never forget the one guy with the buildings burning, the car lot on fire, 50, 60 cars on fire, all kinds of chaos. And, it's a mostly peaceful demonstration. And I'm going, if you and I had gone and set fire to one car, we would have been in jail so fast our heads would be spinning.
Remember who was getting them out? Kamala Harris, making sure that they had bond posted, that if they did go to jail, they would be back out and on the street for more burning and looting. She was taking orders from her boss at that time, who, George Soros.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have
boss, but
yeah, well, he's her boss. Okay, that's the money. That's where the money came from. So you had, remember that young, very confused young woman who thought she was a man in Tennessee that went through that Christian school, killing as many people as she could. That heathen was a raging. Okay, then just recently we had. We had these young people, Joe, these spoiled brats, these college students from Harvard and the other universities, spoiled brats, ungrateful ingrates, unthankful, I'm going to tell you, they just make you sick. Well, Marxist indoctrinated out there marching. And they had several different quotes that they were yelling out. One was from the river to the sea. And that was referring to eliminate all Jews, to eliminate all of Israel.
Palestine must be free. That means all the Jews have to go.
Yep. Then they were talking about how death to America. And these fools, these spoiled brats lived, brought up in this country, overprivileged, ungrates, unthankful about everything.
Right, going to a college that costs, what, $85,000 or something like that, $80,000 a year. And what's funny is they're preaching this Communist Manifesto. You remember back in the 60s, the chant at Berkeley was, hey, hey, ho, ho, Western civ has got to go. Western civilization has got to go. I mean, this is nothing new, folks.
Yeah.
This kind of thing happened clear back in the 60s. The only thing now, it's gotten more predominant, and all those 60 radicals became tenured. A lot of them became tenured professors, and all they did was replace the education system with radical communists and Marxists, and that's why it's a mess today, right?
Right. They were also yelling, Joe, about Houthis, Houthis, something, sink more ships. In other words, they wanted the Houthis to sink our naval ships.
Yeah. And, that's the military just ought to love them, right?
Yeah. Well, our military, not the soldiers, not themselves, the military, but the leadership. Well, they belong. In fact, there's going to be some accountability, I think, coming up in the near future for those people in the military, the higher-ups. Anyhow, let's go to verse 2. The kings of the earth.
One thing before we go, I want to remind folks, you were telling them long ago that this particular psalm was written in about, 1400 B.C.,
yep.
And it's amazing how things back then, the same things that they were talking about, were it's just opened up and explaining everything going on today, right?
Absolutely.
Because God knows what's coming. He knew what happened yesterday. He knows what's happening today, and he knows what's going to happen tomorrow.
Absolutely. So now here we see when he refers to verse 2, the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Now, the kings of the earth, we're talking about political leaders, but rulers also could be like woke corporations. They could be Big Pharma. They could be Facebook. They could be
World Economic Forum.
TikTok, World Health Organization, okay? Take counsel together against the Lord. Now, when it refers to the Lord, all through Scripture here, now this is a different thing here than normal. Okay, so when it says against the Lord, now the Lord was always referred to as the Lord Jesus. Whatever that was referred to as the Lord, it referred to Christ, the Lord Christ, okay? The Ancient of Days usually referred to the Father. Okay,
mm-hmm.
But here now, in this case, let's look at this. The rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Now, here, when we take a look at that, the Lord Jesus, remember what it says over there in Colossians, that the fullness of the Godhead is found bodily in Christ, right?
Christ, exactly.
And so here now, his anointed, Christ is the anointed one. Christ is the anointed one. His anointed are people that God has raised up. It's you and I, some throughout the years, for specific purposes. And so he's talking about taking counsel together against the Lord. Now, so now we're dealing with the entire Trinity and against his anointed. Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Now, that's interesting there.
Right. Can you back up when it said then against his anointed? Is that including us or is that just the Trinity?
Okay, well, no.
Clear.
No. No. The anointed one is Jesus Christ. Jesus
right.
Christ is
the anointed. Got it.
Right. So now it's referring to, in this case, the Lord virtually is the Trinity. Okay? And so, and his anointed. See, it's got more than one application. Okay, the Lord Jesus is the anointed one, but we are Christ's anointed one. And so, but see, there's a difference. Like, apostles, you know, you and I are an apostle, but we are not one of the apostles. We're not one of the apostles. There's a difference there, okay? And so here, when it refers to the anointed one, or the begotten one, it refers specifically to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so in this case here, they're taking counsel first against God, our Lord Jesus. Well, if they've taken counsel against the Lord Jesus, haven't they taken counsel against us?
Exactly. Because we are his, well, now those of us that are born-again believers, we're his children.
Absolutely.
So now, after my father, they're going after the son, right?
Right.
And that works both ways, father-son, or father-son is Lord in Christ, or Father God and his children, sons.
Well, that applies, too, in this sense here in the Psalms, to King David, for example. You know, this is like first of four stanzas in this psalm. Three verses give a viewpoint of David here, if you will. You see, now that has an application there. The second of the Father, the third of the Son, and the fourth of the Spirit. And so what we've been saying here, so when he said, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. So what do you think he's referring to? He's referring to cutting us off, huh?
Yes. Divide and conquer, right?
Right. Now, what do they call that today? They call that the cancel.
Oh, being canceled, yeah, on the cancel culture.
They want to cancel
us. But it's still the old divide and conquer strategy. Just separate people, get them fighting, and get them separated. They're weaker, separate. We're always stronger when we're united, and we're weak when we're separated.
Oh, absolutely. And so
that
there
happened back in heaven when Satan and his angels rebelled against God and his angels, right?
Right. And so here now, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, the Lord shall have them in derision. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. Joe, we need to take a look at, well, let's go over to, go to Isaiah 66 and read verse 4.
Isaiah 66 and verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
I also will choose their delusions and will bring their fears upon them, because when I called, none did answer. When I spake, they did not hear. But they did evil before mine eyes and choose that in which I delighted not.
Okay, so what kind of delusions do you think that God has brought upon people today?
There are so many. I mean, this entire DEI, woke, all these things are delusions, their confusions, their, you know, there's so many of them that take me 2 or 3 minutes to put them all together.
All right, well, first, you know, if we go back to verse 3 for just a minute, where it says, break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Today, the persecution of the church in Armenia, you don't hear anything about that, but they killed what?
Oh, no, yeah.
200,000 Armenian Christians were killed, and it's like it's not even newsworthy. France is really cracking down on Christians and Christianity in France.
It's not newsworthy. You know, you have to really search to find that.
Right. England, it's, you know, again, they're very anti-Christian in England today.
Because
and you have,
they're supporting all these delusions. They're supporting sodomy. They're supporting transgenderism. They're supporting, you know, the, in a sense, culture of Marxism. They don't call it that, but they call it diversity, equity, inclusion.
Yeah.
They're following the Marxist playbook by using words, but instead of saying this is cultural Marxism, they just give it separate words, right?
Right. Then you've got North Korea, which is horrible. I mean, the persecution of the church in North Korea is really horrible. It's and then in China. What about here in America? What have we seen in recent days where the persecution is coming towards the church?
I'm trying to think just what.
Well, they've gone after the Catholic Church for Latin Mass. They've been raided, okay. Pro-lifers, being pro-life is a part of the church, you know, the actual church. Christians are pro-life.
Right.
Those people
so
that are out there,
pro-lifers,
out there in front of the abortion mill, are all Christian people out there. And so they've been coming against the pro-lifers hot and heavy. What about mega Trump supporters? What do you think the majority of those Trump supporters are?
Christian, God, family, country, and even, you know, Trump was one of the few that came out Christmases about Jesus. I mean, he was one of the few that would come out and talk about it.
Right. I just would just, today, Trump came up on a little thing and talked about, pray to God, ask God, you know, talking about, have God lead you, you know, lead you in your life. And, I mean, again, promoting Christianity, promoting his faith, okay? And, you know, I can tell you when he first, I thought, ran as president, he was just a real babe in the Lord. But I've seen him, because of the persecution that he's been under, I've seen his faith grow. What do you think?
It sure seems that way. Very, very much that way.
And we've seen
and
people...
I was just thinking, I would add, not only with Trump, but when you read verse 4, and you said go to Isaiah 66:4 on that choose their delusions, I was looking at verse 5, too, and we have the apostate church in America, right?
Absolutely.
And in verse 5, it's, hear the word of the Lord, ye that tremble at his word, your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake, said, let the Lord be glorified, that he shall appear to your joy, and they shall be ashamed. We have so many right now that there's just a few that really fear God, and a large part we have the apostate churches that ignore God, deny him. We talked about that years ago, that George Barna study, that 49% of the pastors denied two or more of the five basic tenets of the Christian faith. So this has been quite a revolution, going back, changing the church, and the church has been right in the middle of this revolution, hasn't it?
Yeah, I remember, and of course this started before, but I remember back in the early 60s when that German Enlightenment movement came here from Europe, and This whole idea, I think you might remember, I remember with Jim Dobson on his radio program of the back, and he was just young and here, but he would have these, what I called neo-evangelical preachers on there. They were listening to this, and the idea was how to get in touch. They were with the pastors had to learn how to get in touch with their feminine self, with their feminine. And I'm thinking, I don't have any feminine self, you know. Where is this coming from? And obviously I knew, you know, where it was coming from. But you had this movement of these pastors that were trying to be sweeter than Jesus, so nice, so polite. And I looked on them as being effeminized. You know, they were. You know, I tell you what, I wasn't comfortable.
Exactly. You see, they didn't understand. You can be gentle, kind, and loving, and be masculine, but they thought you had to give up some of your masculinity and open the feminine side to be kind, gentle, and compassionate. And that was the big lie. Satan's always telling the lie. You're a compassionate person. You're a loving person. You've got grandchildren. You've had children. You're gentle with people that are weak and sick. But you didn't have to be feminine to do any of those things, did you?
Right. And, I mean, it's just the way they talked. And I tell you, I was not comfortable. I weren't saying that they were, you know, homosexual, but they were definitely... you know, becoming, and this was on radio, and some of the same stations I was on, you know, later on in the 70s, and I did not want to be around these guys. I mean, I didn't hate them or anything, because I knew that their intentions were good, but this whole idea of a feminization of the pulpit. And this
men,
is...
yeah, you're just, well, again, remember the devil, what, separate men and women. They had it, the battle of the sexes. Men aren't this, men aren't that. Well, women weren't certain things either.
Right.
But they only just tell about the one side. Well, you know, women complained that men weren't compassionate enough and weren't different things. And it was just, again, they take something and they take a little bit of truth and they make these big lies, and the world bought the lies.
Yep, you're right. Okay, well, listen, we'll be back right after this.
Big John. Big John.
He was born of Elizabeth, the son of Zechariah, sent by God the Father to proclaim the Messiah. He was as bold as a lion, he knew no fear. An awesome man in a coat of camel hair.
Big John.
Big John. Big Baptist John.
Big John.
In the wilderness of Judea, you could hear him there. He was preaching repentance. It was very loud and clear. O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Better listen, Pharisee. He preached to the sinner, the thief, and the liar. Only one way out of that burning lake of fire. The truth thundered forth from this righteous man, and those that believed found the promised land.
Big John, Big John,
Big Baptist John. Chosen by the Father to baptize the Son, it was there in the Jordan this awesome thing was done. The Holy Ghost descended as if it were a dove. A mighty voice thundered from heaven above. This is my Son in whom I am well pleased. John, his friend, none greater than he. He told all the people about God the Son. He never quit preaching till the job was done. Big Baptist John.
Big John.
Now 2,000 years later, the story is still being told. How he was thrown into prison for being so bold. He was martyred for God. To him it was an honor. He earned himself a mansion, heaven way out yonder. Big John. Now John's enemies, they perished in their shame. But John took his place in the Saints' Hall of Fame. Now in heaven above, the angels understood when John preached repentance, he sure did it good. Baptist John.
Big John.
Now there's one thing John wants you to know. It's a fearful matter to lose your own soul. So call upon the Lord while you still can. And better take the advice of this mighty righteous man.
Big John, Big John,
Big Baptist John,
Big John,
Big Baptist John,
Big John,
Big Baptist John,
Big John,
Big Baptist John,
Big John,
Big Baptist John. All right, we're back, and I can tell you this. Big Baptist John didn't have any feminine parts, right?
Exactly.
All right. Very, very good. Hey, Joe. You know, Obama Biden, pedophile in chief, and that's by his own actions, even by the admission of his own daughter. Joe Biden plans a speech on dangers of white supremacy, okay, at Valley Forge. On the anniversary of the J6 protesters, so I think that's what, January 6th today, Saturday, I believe. And so, because, Joe, listen, according to Joe Obama, all Trump supporters are white supremacists.
Oh, all of us. Why? He must really have insight.
Yep.
I thought only Santa Claus knew whether we were naughty or nice.
Well, I actually heard him say in one of his speeches that mega Trump supporters were all supremacists. So here,
okay.
Saturday will be held the third anniversary of the January 6th That's where the Christian patriots are being held hostage by the Communist Party there in D.C., District of Crime.
They're called insurrectionists while they were maybe rioters. The real insurrectionists are Joe Biden and the deep state that are doing the Marxist takeover of America. They're the insurrectionists.
They're
the ones taking over
too.
Government, the military, the economic system. That's a true insurrection.
Well, we call it the Fedsurrection.
The Fedsurrection, but they just changed play. Its words have meanings. It's still a insurrection. It's still a Marxist takeover of our constitutional republic.
We're very, very dirty, corrupt Capitol Police fired on unarmed and unsuspecting Trump supporters without any warning, killed three Christian patriots through violence. One was shot point blank, murdered by a dirty, dirty cop named Bird, a dirty cop. You might as well say the dirty bird, huh?
Ooh. Well, you got a point there.
And so a fourth Trump supporter that day died from a heart attack. No Capitol Police officers, none of these dirty cops died in the riots. The FBI...
One had a heart attack, but it was a couple days later.
Yep.
It was a day later, I can't remember, a day or so, but it wasn't during the actual event.
The FBI had busloads of assets driven to work undercover in the crowd. And here, Obama Biden, we use January 6th. To accuse Trump supporters of being white supremacists, Dr. Peter McCullough urges preparedness. Okay, there are currently political prisoners in jail who have not yet been to court 3 years since January 6th protest. What an absolute evil regime. Absolute evil regime. Pedophile-in-chief Obama Biden will observe the third anniversary of the January 6th attacks on the U.S. Capitol with a political speech near the historic Revolutionary War site in Valley Forge, where he will make the case that Donald Trump does an existential threat to democracy. The reelection campaign said on Wednesday. Joe, I'm wondering if Joe Obama, if they'll bring his name out as far as being on Epstein's Island. You know, wherever there was children, there was Joe Obama.
Good question. We'll have to see. I took a look. They put the information out, but it's in three different sections, and one section was like a 128-page PDF that was a copy of something that was very illegible. So it's going to take quite a bit of time for somebody to get in there and recopy and brighten it up and start to go through it. It's a huge amount of information, but it's done such a way it's going to be hard to get to the facts. But I want to say one thing. You said one of the keys there, Biden's talking about they want to destroy the democracy. We don't have a democracy. We never were. The founding fathers gave us a republic. Ben Franklin made it quite clear. He was asked, what kind of government did you guys give us? And he said, a republic, ma'am, if you can keep it. We are a constitutional republic. We have a form of democratic government within the confines of the republic. A republic is rule of law, laws that do not change. And that was based on God's laws, the Ten Commandments, which, yeah, exactly, do not change. So, he keeps talking about they want to destroy our, Biden saying destroy the democracy. You can't destroy something that we don't have. You see the stupidity of it? You cannot destroy something we're not.
Right. Well, here's
and
the interesting
another big lie, because the people are ignorant, ignorant of our Constitution, ignorant of our form of government, and all these people have been running around for as long as I can remember talking about our democracy, which never existed in the first place. And that words have meaning. That's how the enemy defeats us, Pastor, the Fabian Socialist. Words were going to be the weapon of this new warfare to what socialized Western civilization. And they would battle with words, changing and shifting meanings. and confusing people, lying to them through words. And we are seeing the end result of that war right now today, aren't we?
Well, who are you talking to, Joe? All of these years, I've been a stickler for using the correct pronouns, if you will, and hear what is happening. We've had, you know, this over the years, they've come up with this pro-choice. No, you're pro-life or you're pro-death. The opposite of life is what? It's death, right?
Death.
You're pro-life or you're pro-death. I always said you're pro-life or you're low-life, okay?
That works fine, yeah.
Yeah, but
the baby never had a choice. There's no choice in it. The baby's never had one.
So I've battled this for years, what drove me crazy, too. You would be talking about the most disgusting women that you can imagine, unclean, pro-abortion, the most disgusting, and people would refer to it as that lady. No. You see, they don't know what a lady is. Maybe they don't know what a woman is. They don't know what ladies are out there, and that would, over the years...
That's female is what we should have said, yeah.
Well, you see what happens when you refer to someone that's so as disgusting as these people like Hillary and these others. Oh, by the way, did you know now that these trans things, these men are going to be, who are fantasizing about being women, are going to be able to box women now. So they're going to have male boxers boxing women in the ring. And let me tell you what's going to happen. Very bad things are going to happen to these women, see?
They're going to get hurt. Well, they've already been hurt in some other milder forms that aren't nearly so contact sport.
Well, you see.
This is going to be bad.
They might not know at this point that there's a big difference, but as soon as they get in that ring, they'll know there's a big difference between men and women, okay, in that. But now, speaking of that, since it's going to be the trend now, do you think maybe one of us should box Hillary?
It would be an interesting thing, but I don't think Hillary is dumb enough to drink her own Kool-Aid.
Well, I don't know. If we wore a Donald Trump mask, maybe we could get her ire up, and she might attack.
Get her mad enough.
Yeah.
Wishful thinking, I think.
Well, I can tell you what, if she does get in the boxing mood, Billy Boy Slick Willie is embarrassing her big time with this whole Epstein Island thing. Even though Hillary...
listed it 50 times, and they still have... Do you realize in this whole Epstein thing, there's still a huge amount of information about the different flights? The FBI has, and there's a couple of Congress critters that are trying to get the FBI to release the information, because the real important stuff about who the real pedophiles are is probably more in the information the FBI has on the manifests than on these documents they're releasing.
I know, and they're not going to release.
But the people don't. The average person out there has no idea that there's this big separation of information going on.
Well, you know, they do have notes out of the books and that Epstein had told his aides that Bill Clinton likes them young. He likes his girls mm-hmm. young. And so, I mean, that has come out there all over the media.
It's a pretty big hint, right?
Yeah. And so...
And Slick Willie was not known for his ability to control himself sexually, shall we say. Stay away from the ladies. He was a real hound dog when it came to the women, wasn't he?
Well, yeah, and it's why they call him Slick. But anyhow, the thing of it is he had embarrassed Hillary with the prostitutes. And so... Now, with all of this coming out, even though Hillary and Chelsea is known to have visited his New Mexico ranch on numerous occasions, Epstein's New Mexico ranch. So, anyhow, Billy Boy has become a...
They didn't mention that, have they? See, you mentioned something that I have not seen another news article on. All this out there on the release of the papers of Epstein and all this, haven't heard that ranch in... Arizona listed or mentioned at all.
That's what, not Arizona, it's in New Mexico.
I mean,
yeah, we've done, well, no, we did that, you know, we had, we did a couple articles on that a couple years ago, in fact.
Yeah, but it hasn't really been mentioned since, has it, that I'm aware of?
No, then no, because you're not going to hear it at NBC, ABC, or CBS, are you?
Or Fox?
No.
Fox is not going to go there?
No. Alex Jones, I think, went there, and some of the others, Stewart went there, Stewart Peters, and
yeah,
others. That's why we're here. That's what we do here. And so... But anyhow, but think about this, okay? With all of this, with Slick Willie, have you ever seen him go after little bitty girls? And I mean, like 7 or 8 year old girls and 9 year old girls smelling their hair.
No, he stays away from children. It's always young women, but they're usually legal age.
But not with Joe Obama, huh?
He acts really weird around children. It's real embarrassing to watch him, and most of us just kind of cringe. Just there's something unnatural, it's just not right. You can see it, feel it, you know.
Remember.
You know, evil, who was it, that Supreme Court judge? I can't define it, pornography, but I know it when I see it. And when you see abnormal behavior, when Joe does it, you know what it is. It's wrong behavior.
Yep. So,
but we've got some good news out there, don't we? There was a court ruling that was really big in our favor for Catherine, her name Engelbrecht.
Yeah.
She won a landmark lawsuit today, didn't she?
Yep, she certainly did. That is big news now. But you know who that's big news for? President Donald Trump.
Trump, amen,
and,
yes.
And not just him, but what is it, 11 others in that case?
There's a bunch of them, because what it is, folks, Catherine Engelbrecht, and she is the head of True the Vote, won their lawsuit in Georgia against Stacey Abrams, Mark Elias, and the Fair Fight. It's a far-left organization, and they were all supported by Biden's Department of Justice, was trying to help these liberal groups, and this federal court in Northern District of Georgia affirmed that citizens, quote, have the right to lawfully petition their government in support of election integrity without fear of persecution or prosecution. I want to almost repeat that. Citizens have the right to lawfully petition their government in support of election integrity without any fear of persecution or prosecution. And this has been, what, going on for this case about 3 years, if I'm correct?
Mm-hmm.
And they finally showed that there was about 364,000 voters appeared there in Georgia to be ineligible to vote because of problems with residency. So this is a real victory for all of us. We've been saying the election was crooked, the election was stolen, and this court basically said, yep, there were all these people who were ineligible to vote, and you got some other figures on that, don't you?
Yeah, well, you see, now you're talking 364 ineligible, but, Joe, those ineligible voter records, those people that were on the records here, you're talking about dead people, you know, that have passed away, everything. That the amount,
right,
there is...
People moved away, all kinds of things.
Right. Inactive, haven't been around... 679,749 ineligible voters on the records. Now, while you have that, listen to this, Joe. Here... According to available stats, federal data, over 300 of those, 300,000, you know, they were on the rolls. And out of that, they know that, listen to this, 67,000 ineligible voters did vote in that election. 67,000.
Right.
Now, All President Trump lost that by 11,779. Now,
yeah,
Joe,
it was less than 12,000. Yeah.
What do you want to bet that 99.9% of those 67,000 were Democrats? What do you think?
I'll bet. Yeah, ineligible voters. Almost every case we've seen of election fraud, it was Democrat voters.
100%.
Over the year, I'm talking about you and I, 20, 30 years. These elections, whenever they found something fishy going on, it was in the Democrat Party, stolen votes, dead people voting. We had it here in Missouri when the Bill Federer was trying to get into Congress. He got outvoted by dead people living in the middle of their Mississippi River, Missouri River, all kinds of weird things, you know. And they've always been, that was the way they chose to win elections, by cheating.
Absolutely. Now, on top of that, Joe, remember the fellow in charge of all of this, of the voting, Raffensperger, he claimed that he had brought in three different marketing organizations and they to audit these, and they audited the votes, three different organizations. Well, guess what? He lied, because when Engelbert contacted those organizations, they said no, they had never even been contacted by Raffensperger. And they didn't do any auditing. It was a total lie.
Exactly. So here he lies, and now he's still there. And guess what? This week, Secretary Raffensperger announced efforts to evaluate inactive or remove the voter registration records of those 679,749 ineligible voter records. It's interesting. The man that perpetrated the whole fake election, kind of hid all the corruption, did everything he could to deny that there was any problem with their perfect voting system. He's going to be the one to fix it. That would be like the architect of a building that, after it stood for 4 years, you know, crumbled because the foundation gave way, that we would hire that same architect to fix the building that collapsed, right? No, you'd never hire the guy that made the building faulty. So here you have the guy that oversaw this horrible election, and the people of Georgia are going to allow this idiot to fix the system?
Well, here now, just think about this. Remember Brett Baer?
Shame on you.
Brett Baer said, where's the evidence? Remember when he was confronted? Mm-hmm. Well, here's the evidence, Brett. Here's the evidence. Just like before, we gave you tons of evidence, and the same thing with Susan Smith out there, and also Neil Cabuto. All of them said, "Oh, where's the evidence?" Well,
yeah, Catherine Engelbrecht was talking about this. Said we have some. They didn't listen to her. In fact, they went after her, tried to destroy her, tried to destroy True the Vote, and she ended up having to countersue. That's what this lawsuit is about, because they went after her, tried to destroy her, and tried to sue her, and she had a countersuit, and this is what this is all about. So that was where the evidence went, was all these people did everything they could to hide it, to keep it from you, the voter, you, the citizen, and they kept saying the same, this was the most, safest, most correct election we've ever had? What was the term?
Yeah, that's exactly, it was the most secure election we've ever had.
Thank you. I just couldn't get the right word out.
Yeah.
On the senior moment, secure elections we've ever had. No, opposite. The enemy always says the opposite of the truth.
Yeah. And President Trump was right, he was right out there, and he was saying that. And he was attacked by all of the fake news media on every side. And again, you only hear it on radio programs like this or others. You're not going to hear it out there, because the mainstream media is not interested in the truth at all, okay? They have a narrative. They do what they're told to do.
In fact, I've got a story that backs that up. There was a, where is it, a journalist. Where is that story?
While you're thinking about that, I wanted to say the amazing thing with Eckelbright is that, with Catherine, is the fact that they actually found a judge that was not corrupted. They actually found a judge that was not corrupted. That's getting harder and harder to do today, isn't it?
It's getting much, much harder to do today.
So,
and, well, the Republicans haven't learned to go judge shopping. As one, you know, the left does a lot of judge shopping, and we haven't been involved in it and don't work that way.
All righty, very good. We're coming up to we're going to be coming up to break. Bit of news, though, is the appeals court unanimously rejects the Obama-Biden scheme to force emergency room doctors to kill babies. They say perform abortions. And so on this Tuesday, the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court Judge of Appeals unanimously ruled that Biden regime cannot illegally use federal law to force emergency room doctors to kill babies in an effort to install bloody abortion mandates wherever possible after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, the satanic Biden regime attempted to use federal law, the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act, to force emergency room doctors to kill babies. Obama Biden is evil to the core. There's nothing about him that's not evil. He's completely and totally evil. And it says to kill babies regardless of a doctor's conscience on religious belief or religious belief. So, and that is in the case of the state of Texas versus Becerra. That Becerra, again, he was out of California. He was one of the attorney generals there. I mean, pure evil. I mean, these people are pure Satanists. They are pure Satanists. The state of Texas challenged the attempt to force ER doctors to become bloody, bloody abortionists.
Well, they're forcing, we did a story a while back, they're forcing the doctors in medical schools, if they want to get their MD, they have to perform an abortion, be willing to study how to do abortions to get their degree.
Yeah. Well, in this case, the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court unanimously, that is, can you imagine that today? As hard
as
it's getting.
That's unusual today. Yep.
Yeah, but that is a bit of very, very good news, isn't it?
That's great news. And I found, after the break, I found that article that backs up. The headline is, ABC News covers Epstein-Clinton ties after Amy Robach, hot mic, we had everything scandal. Several years ago, she was going to break the story about Bill Clinton and all the ties. ABC came out and told her, no, you can't go there, can't do that. Disney owned the network, and they spiked all of her reporting, and it was hidden from people for all this time until now that the court is turning over the documents. So this is how our news works. They were going to protect the Clintons. They've kept it under wrap for all these years. And now Bill can be stepped on a little bit because he's not in power anymore.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just wondering, I mean, he's got a, when I was back in around 1990, when he was governor in Arkansas, they had a billboard out there with Bill Clinton on it saying this man is a registered sex offender. Big billboards right there. In Arkansas, I was there.
As governor, he was nuts.
We're coming up to a break, so we will be back right after this. And we got some good news, too, so don't worry. Hang in there. If you want some good news, hold in there. We have some. Be right back with more.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left.
the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
Lots of channels, nothing to watch, especially if you're searching for the truth. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something actually worth watching. Salem News Channel. Straightforward, unfiltered, with in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds, like Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Find truth. Watch 24/7 on SNC.TV and on Local Now, Channel 525.